With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, no matter whether you're a seasoned festival goer or if this weekend is your very first Electric Picnic, there are always little tips and tricks and hacks you can pick up from fellow festival goers throughout the years. And Kate Brennan Harding has just been to one or two festivals in her time and is here with some advice to make sure you've got the best time. Very welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I can't believe I'm popping my Laura cherry.
I know, welcome.
I've never been on with you on the radio.
This
brilliant.
Is such a treat. I know you were saying the last time you were in the studio on with someone was Jay Fanning.
Yeah.
So slightly different.
Slightly different.
ever so slightly.
Just a little. Just lower your voice there. It's grand.
We have got loads to talk about because, I mean, you're a manic festival goer just like me. I mean, I've been going to my very first festival was 2007 and it was Oxygen.
Mm.
And I have camped year on year. I absolutely love it. I've gone up the scale of camping, obviously, into the glamping thing, but it kind of doesn't change with what you need to bring in preparation for when you're going and what you're doing. You just got to be ready to go for 3 days in a field regardless.
You have to be ready. And the thing is, by the time you get to as seasoned festival goers as we are, there's the small little things that you're like, if I forget those, my festival will not be the same.
No.
And some of these things that we're going to talk about seem basic, but actually, how many times have you gone to the festival and gone, I forgot to buy the baby wipes.
Yep.
I forgot to buy the water wipes. I forgot to bring a little torch. So we're just going to go through. It's like a little checklist and maybe some things you've never, ever thought about before.
Love this. Let's kick it all off with wristbands because
okay.
I think this is new information to me that I have never thought about in all my time.
Okay, so if you... So are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Okay, so therefore put your wristband on your left wrist.
Okay, but why?
I want to know if listeners can figure this out. So basically, you know, if you are using your right hand, you're using it to write. You might go to the toilet. What do you do in the toilet with your right hand? Laura?
Well, I would just like to say that the reason why I, as a right-handed person, would put my wristband on my right hand is because when I'm taking selfies, I don't want the wristband, which would be on my left hand, to be on
okay.
show.
That is absolutely genius. I get it. But hygiene, Laura. Because so many people won't have thought about that. But it's, you know, that little dangly bit. And it's like, by day three, I'm like, I'm not shaking your hand. Go away.
Why will you shut up? By day three, we're arms around each other. Everyone's hugging.
I know, that's
like,
true. Yeah, exactly.
It's a filth fest.
Okay, maybe it's advanced. I'm overthinking,
yeah.
But I'm like, no, it is actually
but
a top
I kind
tip.
Of, I do like that tip now because now that I've thought about it so much, I'm like, oh God, that's so gross.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely gross. It's disgusting.
Okay, next thing up is communication.
Yeah.
These are, look, there is no coverage really in these places a lot of the time. And when there is, it's very scatty and varied.
Well, that's it. So first of all, you might have, you know, low battery issues.
Mm-hmm.
So bring a battery pack.
Yeah.
Charge it up, have it ready to go. The other thing is, one of the brilliant things is, if you lose your phone, if you're like maybe me, who has a tendency to forget where you've put something, you might lose your phone, or you might be using your phone in a toilet and it might go down the toilet and you've lost it, but no one's going to retrieve it there. But if you lose your
phone... I have a friend who did that before.
They retrieved it.
Stuck their hand down the port-a-loo.
Oh, God.
But had actually forgotten they put it on charge in the charging station.
They oh, my God.
They lost it down the loo. I know. So
okay, that's absolutely hilarious.
That was a person whose hand I still haven't shaken since.
No, no. In fairness now, our connections to our phones are quite deep.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. You know, port-a-loo deep. No, but the thing is, if you get a screen saver, so you like make your home screen, your lock screen,
mm-hmm.
put your name on it high if you find this phone and put another contact number on it. So somebody will, I think festival is an opportunity for people to show how sound they are.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, really important because everyone's there to have a good time. So if you put your lock screen and you put your name or, you know, just maybe your first name and then you put a number of somebody else to contact, you'll get your phone back. People want to be sound.
An easy way to do that as well, to add to it, is to put, and I know this might seem a bit mad, but put the Instagram handle of the other person as well so they can DM them in case they can't get through to their coverage. Because
see,
sometimes people check their DMs before they'll check their texts.
This is why you're paid the bid book. That is genius. The other thing would be to set up a WhatsApp group that's separate for mm-hmm. your pals, because it could be somebody in your main group that's not going, and
yeah.
there's nothing worse than 3 o'clock in the morning seeing 200 messages come in because people are trying to find each other.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that to maybe set up your sharing location and share location with your pals.
Yeah.
And the reason that that's a really brilliant idea, and I think you'll agree, Emma Power might be somebody that goes and makes a lot of friends. I am also somebody that goes and makes
Emma
a lot
Power
of friends.
Also cannot walk from A to B. I've given up on her.
Yeah.
She has to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So I just go A to B and then
meet her somewhere.
Like, this is the meeting point. I'll see you when I see you.
Well, je suis Emma Power, because I am the exact same. My wife cannot walk with me. She's like, I can't. It's like stopping all the time. I'll see you in an hour. Grant. The thing with that is you can share your location so somebody can keep an eye on you. Ah, that's, she's over there. She's grand.
She's grand.
She's grand. She's fine. Another one to do is, I know this is very old school. We're going, you know, back in time. But if you don't memorize your friends' phone numbers. You can't do that. Write down a pal's number or two pals' number. Keep it in your pocket, tiny little piece of paper, put it in your wallet, keep it in your pocket, just in case you do lose your phone, because we're all there to have a good time. Yeah. But there are things sometimes that you might suddenly feel anxious or overwhelmed. And if you've lost your phone and you can't communicate with someone, at least you have the phone number of someone. You can ask a stranger, can I use your phone? Can I make a call?
And everyone will let you.
Of course,
like,
they
will. The majority, if you actually just think about it, like, every festival you go to, as you said, people are there to have a good time. Yeah. And they're there to help out one another. You're there to make new friends, people you'll never speak to again. But you're, you know, you have got these new gangs that you're like, these people are deadly. They will help you out.
Everybody wants to help everybody out. Yeah. And also, like, if you see somebody that might need a little bit of help, there's no problem in asking somebody. Yeah, they could be like, okay, I'm grand, thanks a million.
Yeah.
Always check in. That's the way I kind of always done festivals, because I just am like, oh, I don't know, everything just seems to be happier and flow easier yeah. when you do that. So whether it'll be another one, tents.
Oh, let's get into the tents.
Let's get into the tents. It's intense in the tents. So the first thing around tents is maybe you're borrowing a tent from somebody, maybe you bought a new one, or maybe it's an old tent. Put it up if you can before you go down, because you want to check that you have everything. You have your guy ropes, you have your outer... there's nothing worse than arriving and you don't have actually got either got the inner part or the outer part.
Do you want to know what happened the very first time that I ever went to a festival?
Were you a disaster?
Oh, sorry. I bought my tent in Dunn's. I will never forget it. It was a pink two-man tent and it cost me €25 and I was so bloody delighted with this, and it was in my room for easily 4 months before I was actually going to Oxygen. My younger brother and sister are 10, 11 years younger than I am, and I got as far as Oxygen and went to set up my tent with no poles.
Yeah,
because they had taken the poles out of the bag because they were playing tent. And when I rang my mom, she couldn't stop laughing. She was like, oh, they've hidden them down the playroom. Like, I'm still holding
against. You're like, that's helpful.
Check everything
because you do not want to arrive and not have your accommodation sorted. Do you know what I mean? And the other thing is that if you're like me, I can't put up tents. So maybe have a pal that is very good at putting up tents.
You can. If myself and Emma Power can put a tent up, we put a 6-man tent up by ourselves before and we're able to do it. You just have to pull the finger out and go for it.
No. I just have friends who do it for me. They will testify to this. It's been 20 years of people putting my tent up for me, and that's that. Okay, I'm never going to change. Bedding, super important. Yeah. So some people, if you're going to your first festival this weekend, or if you have, you know, you've been to a number of festivals and you've found it, you know, there's nothing worse. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You've got in and you wake up with the cold. Mm-hmm. Okay, so some people are using air beds, or some people are using, you know, those foam mattresses.
Yeah.
But one of the things is go to the local camping shop and get, you know, the foil survival blankets.
Yeah.
Right, they're really, really thin. Put them underneath your bed. The difference, you can thank me later.
That's a really good idea, because it's happened to us all so many times where the cold just comes straight up through you and there's nothing that can get you back into your bones while you're doing it again. Like, do be smart about what you're bringing and don't scrimp just because you're trying to save space. Like, bring the big jacket. Bring big dry rope or
dry
whatever
rope,
the variation of that is.
And actually, if you bring a dry rope and you don't have the tinfoil thing, if you put that underneath your mattress, that is going to stop that cold going up into your body. I can't stand being cold. So there you go. Mind you, I can't stand the heat either. I don't know who I am.
Who do you belong to? Okay. So hang on, 3 o'clock in the morning is your worst nightmare, but also like 9 o'clock in the morning when the tent's all sweaty.
Well, then you see you can put the dry rope on top of the tent and it'll stop the sun coming in and you're fine, you're sorted. Loads and loads of tips. I've been camping a lot. One of the other things is maybe get a little bit of bunting, because a lot of the tents can look the same. I remember pals of mine put up their tent very early in the, you know, as soon as you could access.
Yeah.
They went off and came back, couldn't find their tent because everybody else had put the same tent
that
in the same shop.
Halfords tent. I remember it. They did the deal for years and years and years, the camping deal.
Yeah, and they were the blue or the green tent. Yeah. And you're like, it's the blue tent down by the wall. You're like, what wall? Where's the tent? I don't know. So put a bit of bunting or put something that, you know, you can see. Oh, there's my tent, because at 3 o'clock in the morning, again, the anxiety will dissipate once you see the bunting that you've put on your tent.
One top tip as well that I have for people who are going into tents is have like a bin liner or a plastic bag or something outside your door. So when you come home, take your shoes off and put it straight into that straight away and then pop them inside. It just means that you're not going to get all this shite in on top of you.
But that's exactly it. And actually, I hadn't written that down, but it's here in my Sharpie.
There you
go. Don't forget the bag for the shoes. Yeah. Never, ever get into your shoes. No matter how wet or dry it is, never get in with your shoes, because you just keep your tent that little bit of safe space.
You will thank yourself so much, because if it's a washout, look, we can't rely on the weather. We never can, but we can rely on ourselves being a little bit ahead of the curve. If you think even bringing in dry muck into your thing is just going to ruin everything, and when you're a little bit rattled on Saturday and Sunday morning, you're going to go, oh my God, what am I here? What am I doing? If it's a little bit nice in there, you kind of don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, the thing is, my wife is a demon for bringing in the wellies into the tent. And we were in a bell tent recently. And I was like, why are the wellies over here and all the muck? So, you know, I presume my wife is listening, going to kill me for telling people that. But but it's much nicer
calling
if you
out. Okay, exactly. Please calling you out. To us.
The other thing, get socksy. Okay, socks and shoes are incredibly important. Your outfits are going to be amazing. You don't have to have the glamour shoes in the world. Now, I would say, if you're buying a new pair of Doc Martens for the festival,
break them in
or don't wear them. For the love of God, don't do that. But one of the other most important things is socks. I think bring double the amount of socks you think you're going to need. And obviously, this weekend, it's going to look like it's going to be really, really sunny, which is lovely. But in the evening, you're going to want to wear socks. Or if you're wearing the socks during the day, change them.
Yeah.
Because we don't want toe jam. You don't want toe jam. Sorry, that's disgusting. But Graham is like, no.
Graham is like, get off the air. Stop talking about this. You know exactly what it is, though.
You do.
You're getting all the feeling of it as well.
Yeah, exactly. But if you make a deal with yourself to change your socks twice a day, or like as in you put on new socks in the morning, put on new socks in the evening, off you go. Your feet will thank you. You'll keep warmer and you'll feel so much better.
Yeah. One other tip as well, just on the sock thing, is if you are packing all your bags, you know those packing cubes that you can get?
Yeah.
So
you're obsessed with packing cubes.
I love packing cubes.
So is Emma Power.
My life has changed since I've got a packing cube in my life. My little camp bag, putting everything, all my outfits for each day into the little packing cubes is excellent. Putting your underwear and socks in a packing cube, fab. Bring one of those spare little Ziploc ones so that you can put the dirty stuff in there so that you're not accidentally pulling out the same toe jam socks and going, are they the clean
ones?
Are they the dirty ones?
They look nice, but they're my favourite socks. I'll wear them again. No, I feel disgusting. No, stop. Go away from that.
Let's talk about getting sexy.
Okay, well, getting sexy. So, you know, we go to a festival. If you're single and you're ready to mingle and you might see someone you like the look of, that's gorgeous. Like, there's nothing like lovely festival flirts. But one of the things is, if it's getting a bit serious, there actually is nothing sexier than consent and just checking in with people. Are you good with this? Yeah, I'm good with this. Well, great, brilliant, you're hot to go, in the words of Chapel Road. Sorted. Bring condoms.
Yeah.
You know, I
just
know.
Just be safe.
You'll lose your inhibitions at some point, but just be safe. That's it. Just bring condoms, even if you think, nah, that's not going to happen. That's not what I'm there for. You never know.
And your friends might need them.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
You could meet somebody that you're like delighted with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's great.
So just be safe.
So from getting sexy, getting sexy. To toilets. I love the order I did this in. If you can, try and camp away from the port-a-loos because...
This is a fine art. You need to be close enough that when you wake up and you're bursting for a wee at 6 o'clock in the morning that it's not going to be so much of a trek that you're going to just do it in the tent.
Exactly.
But
if you do need to do it in the tent, then you could bring like a Pringles box.
Remind me not to take a Pringle off you. What tube were used for?
Exactly, but they are actually brilliant because they're waterproof in an emergency and you can put the lid back on. So, you know, you're welcome.
Walk the loo with your warm tube Pringles.
Subtly, no one's going to know. Well, now they're going to know. I can't believe I just said that. They're going to know. They're going to really know.
Yes, but you gotta get in between the right balance. You don't want to be too close because the smell is just going to throw you off the edge.
No, you won't be right. But the other thing is then, if you're close enough to the toilets or, you know, that's fine, you'll have to deal with it. But also bring a small torch.
Yeah.
You can buy a small torch in most garages. And when I say small, the size of your thumb, they're really small. And because at night time, we know how dodgy the port-a-loos can be. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you've packed your own toilet roll, you've packed your hand sanitizer, you maybe have some baby wipes, but bring the torch in with you rather than using your phone. Because again, the phone will go down the loo and we don't want to be there. And again, hand sanitizer. Speaking of toilets, I have a thing that I have been doing for years at festivals.
Yeah, go on.
Laura, have you ever been so bursting to go? I'm imagining you 49 to Maine, you won't want to leave them.
No.
And then you'll be like, God, I really need to go to the toilet. And then you'll be like, oh no, I'll just wait another second. And then you're deeply regretting when you're in the queue. So, you know, have you ever been at that stage where you're nearly crying and you kind of have to ask people, can I skip the queue?
Yeah, because you're going to burst.
You're going to burst. So it's called pee karma.
Okay.
Or pee it forward.
Okay.
Okay, so this sounds weird, but I've done it every festival when I've had to. And all the gals, because we all know we've all been stuck, I say, well, I'll promise I'll pee it forward and explain what it is. I explain what it is usually while I'm in the port-a-loo shouting out at people. And then you hear it the whole weekend. I'm known for this. People will be like, pee it forward, girl.
Pee it forward, Pringles, girl.
Now they know that. That's right. No, but seriously, be sound in the toilet. Yeah. If somebody really needs to go to the loo, just let them go ahead.
Lastly, let's talk about something that is really important. Myself and Fionnuala J were actually talking about this on the coffee run yesterday because it was Adele's biggest piece of advice. It will save you hydration.
It's key. It's so important. If you can go to your local pharmacy and grab some Dior lights, do that.
Dior, there's loads of them. Just ask for whatever kind of an electrolyte you can get into you.
Yeah, if you're bougie, get some Revive Active. This isn't an app. that, yeah. but you know what I mean? They're absolutely brilliant in the mornings. The other thing is to just make sure that, like, if you're going to the bar and you're getting yourself a drink, have a sip of water, have your own water bottle with you, mm-hmm. and try and drink maybe a glass of water or a pint of water while you're waiting for your drink. That will save you.
Me and
so
the girls
much.
Turn that into a game. So yeah. when we go to the bar to get a round of drinks, I'm like, round of water, let's go, round of water. And then you knock them back as if you're doing a shot.
Yeah.
And it's like a pint glass of water. And then, yes, you need to go to the toilet, you need to pee and all that, but you feel so great and it will keep you going for the 3 days.
It'll keep you going. And again, with the heat, you'll need that. So sunscreen, and then every few minutes, well, not every few minutes, but every couple of moments when you're like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. Have a sip of water. Just do it.
Now, for getting home on the Sunday, okay, this is one thing that you need to do on Friday so you thank yourself come Sunday. You have to be really careful about where you're putting your car keys.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your piece of advice for this?
My piece of advice around this is to get a Ziploc bag, mm-hmm. to put your car keys in it when you arrive,
yeah.
to put them in the one location, maybe in the corner of your bag or the corner of your tent, but that it's within something. You could even put that in, like, the, you know, the little pockets in your hoodie jumpers?
Yeah.
But it's somewhere that your brain, if you have ADHD like me, it's the only way I'll remember where I put them, or I'll have panics all weekend. But basically put them in a Ziploc bag and any other little precious things that you're not going to take out with you. It, you know, it's perfectly safe. You know exactly where they are. They'll keep dry.
Yeah.
Bingo. Sorted.
That's all we need. It had happened to one of my friends before where they had got their car key wet and they couldn't get into their car at the end of the festival, so they were sitting there for hours waiting for some help and AA and all that kind of stuff because the actual
dread of it, trying to leave.
So many tips there, and
wet wipes,
absolutely. I mean, we couldn't have said this more. Kate Brennan Harding, I think if anybody can take anything from this, it's to always have a tube of Pringles with them.
With Laura Fox Podcast.